Reformed Church.
You know, sometimes, you know, the Lord just continues to speak something to you and you're not shaking kind of what, you know, not that you want to shake it, but it just kind of persists with you. And the one thought has just been a constant thing in my mind about, you know, as we behold the glory of God, right, as you grow in seeing who he is, right, as you grow in beholding his glory, beholding who he is, obviously we know as in a mirror, which is reflecting really what he's done in you. But as you continue to see who he is and what he's done, like the surety, like the guarantee, like on the way driving here, I just reminded again, and I was thinking of the same thing along the lines of not fearing tomorrow. You know, I was just listening to some of the songs, you know, like actually on the way back from Massachusetts today, I was listening to the songs that we're going to sing today for praise and worship. Lindsay had asked me to fill in, and then one of the lines there in, I think it's in the Salvation Is Here song, if I'm not mistaken, says, yeah, obviously it does. It says, it's going to be all right. And the cool thing for us is like when you say, like we can say that with such surety, like yeah, tomorrow's going to be all right. Like I have completely lost the fear of tomorrow. You know, like there was a time in my life, like I remember being afraid of tomorrow, like, you know, what would happen financially, what would happen, whatever, in the economy, what would happen if this president or that president, what would happen, you know, with your job, or just so many different things that people find to fear about tomorrow. But it's a cool thing that as you don't even realize when it sort of left you that you don't live with that fear for tomorrow, because you know that you've been constantly growing in the knowledge of him, and the manifestation of God has become more and more prevalent in different areas in your life that you've noticed. And you know that as you're looking at tomorrow, you know that that's a sure thing for you. It's not, oh, I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder, you know, if I keep, you know, hearing the gospel, if I keep growing in what I keep hearing, right? If I keep being cemented and establishing these things, like, is this actually going to bear fruit for me? But that's never a question with the Lord, right? The Lord never says that when you grow in the knowledge of what he's done, you might bear fruit. Like, that's never a thing. It's always sure. You know, to us, he says that just as the things were sure to Abraham, that he says in the same way they would be sure to us because it's by faith, right? That he was made an heir of the world by faith, so we're made heirs of the world. He, all of the things that he received by faith that were sure to him, that they're also sure, that they weren't just sure to him, but also sure to his seed because it's by faith. So salvation is sure to anyone. Like if you think about it along these lines, salvation is sure to anyone who has faith in Jesus. Like that's something that the church lives very established in, that if you put faith in Jesus Christ, you'll be saved, right? But isn't that the same surety that we should have for the rest of our lives? Faith in Jesus gives us surety for us to even receive, to see the glory of God if we believe, right? So it's not only that we would be saved, but he promises that even after you are saved and you have received his deliverance, his exit out of this world, his deliverance from sin, the forgiveness of your sins, that you also will see that glory manifest as a sure thing. You know what? So I just want to take just a little bit. I kind of wanted to stop there, but just take a few minutes just to pray together, and then we'll stop there. Okay. All right. So Father, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are not people that need to live, Lord, with fear. We don't have to live with a fear of tomorrow, a fear of death, a fear of being overcome, of fear, Lord, of being overcome by anything in this world, Lord. But we are people that can live with such a surety and such assurances, with such a security in our lives, knowing, Lord, that our future, Lord, is just so bright, for lack of a better word, Lord, that there is so much good, more good, Lord, being manifest out of us, Lord, every day of our lives, Lord, more and more, because we continue to see more and more. We continue, and the more that we lean on you, Lord, there may be times, Lord, where we this may ring true for someone that you just, you know, you're trying to understand more yourself, and sometimes trying to understand more yourself seems difficult. It seems a bit like work, trying to grow in the knowledge of God. But that just means that just happens when we're trying to grow ourselves in the knowledge of God, when we're trying to grow ourselves in the knowledge of God by our own intellect. But we thank you, Lord, that it is so different. It's actually very easy, and it is actually very light on us, Lord. It is not a stressful thing. It is just, it's actually described, Lord, by you as a rest for our soul. Just coming to you, Lord, and knowing, Lord, that you are a teacher, that we actually have no need that any man teaches, let alone try to teach ourselves. But we just rely on you, Jesus. We rely on you to speak to our hearts, to speak to our minds, to bring to our remembrance, Lord, not even having to rely on our own memory, but bringing up to our hearts, Lord, the things that you want to speak to us about, that our hearts and our minds is just a special place, Lord, where we have conversations with you, Lord, where you remind us of things, where you deposit things into our hearts that you want to bring up that are relevant and important for today, for now. So we thank you, Lord, that we can hear even for right now. We don't have to be trying to hear for tomorrow or for the next day. We're not trying to hear because of what we want to happen in the next 3 minutes, in the next hour, in the next day, in the next year. But we're just listening for right now. We want to hear, Lord, the things that you're speaking to us right now, the things that you're bringing to our remembrance and to our mind. That we thank you, Lord, that we have the assurance that if we continue to grow, Lord, in that knowledge, if we continue to see all that you have given through everything that you have already completed and done through the cross, that we will see the glory of God, your glory, Lord, manifest. Your glory will go from being on the inside of us so we can put on that glory outwardly, Lord, that we can put on your glory outwardly. We thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we make provision for nothing else. We make provision for nothing else. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. You know, that's really important. And I kind of smiled a little bit when where we ended right there, because that's a really important thing that the Lord had been reminding me about here and there, and then I finally wrote it down. But even though I wrote it down, I still forgot it. But he reminded me just then about not making provision. There is a verse in the Bible, and you could find it later on, but it says not to make provision for the flesh. But that's a really important thing. It's talking about like the forethought in your mind. You know, like sometimes, you know, you end in anxiety, you end in worry, but that's because that took, in order for you to get that anxious where it's actually relevant and what's the word, like it's obvious to someone looking at you that you're stressed out, that you're anxious, right? There was a lot of thought that had to go into that to get you to that point. There was a lot of stuff going on in your mind, a lot of forethought to get you to there. What he says there, he says, don't make provision for the flesh. In other words, don't allow thoughts in your mind to continue to fester, because they will have manifestations as well in your body, manifestations in your health, right? But if you allow the Lord to be the one, right, and just interrupt the flow of stuff that you know you don't want rolling around in your mind, and say, Lord, you know what, I just acknowledge you right now, and I acknowledge you as my teacher. I ask you, Lord, to bring up to my mind the things that I ought to be thinking about, and allow him just to interrupt that flow. You'll see that the things that are in your life require forethought, good or bad, right? If there's bad stuff manifesting in your life, they take a lot of forethought, right? And sometimes we don't understand sometimes, you know what, should I look things up or should I not look things up? Well, you know what, that's actually, you know, like in other words, should I research things on the internet or should I not research things on the internet? That's a thing that people think about a lot. Well, the thing is, can you handle it or not, right? If you're gonna research something on the internet and just gonna bring you to worry or concern, right? Or you kind of know, like if I read something on the internet and it's just going to confirm what I think I already know, are you going to be in a better place or in a worse place? If you think you're going to be in a worse place because you're not going to be able to really handle what you're going to read, then just don't do it, right? Because you're not helping yourself, right? In other words, like most of the time, you know when you're going to look something up, you know the condition that you're in. And you can see if it's something that's going to assist you in any way or if it's not. It's the same thing as taking a medication. If you think the medication is going to hurt you, right, then don't take it. If you think it's going to help you, then take it. So the things that we do in our lives is the same way in our minds, right? If you think that something that you are going to have forethought about, in other words, if you're going to make provision for whatever is coming now in your mind, what do you want to be making provisions for? Right, because when you make provision for something, it's kind of like when you go camping, right? You make provisions for stuff because you know you're going to use it later, right? Well, what are you making provision for now? If the thoughts that you're bringing into your mind is just a lot of stuff that's going to cause you anxiety in the future, you obviously we have the privilege of having the teacher on the inside of us that can cut that flow and can bring down things that are against the knowledge of Christ, right? And he can help us with that. But when sometimes I think you can almost fool yourself into thinking that all I really need is more information about what's going on with me. But sometimes it's a good thing to ask yourself that question. If I find out X, Y, or Z, is that going to help my situation? Is it going to help me or not? And you know what? If you think finding something out is not going to help you, then you got to kind of measure: is it better for me to know or not to know, right? Because obviously the on top of what's already going on, and then for you to put on top of that, right, anxiety and pressure and sadness and concern on top of all the stuff that's already going on, obviously that doesn't help us. So, you know, the way I look at a lot of things like that is I say, you know what, Lord, if I think that what I'm going to look up or what I'm going to research is going to help me in any way, like I could find something out and then I can do something, like I'll find, oh, like this helps me in some kind of way or does this or that, then I'll research certain things. But if I think that all it is just to get information, to understand something, you know, I'm pretty cautious about researching certain things, because if I don't think it's going to help me, then I'll just let it go, right? And I'll talk to the Lord about it. I'll have him tell me how to interpret what's going on. I'll have him ask him to give me the wisdom to understand what to keep doing, what not to do, and then leave it at that. But anyway, that's something I wanted to remind you about. So something good to think about, right? We'll see if more on that will come. But just, right, making provision, which means don't make provision for the flesh, which obviously your flesh is your body and your mind. So that's also can also be translated as forethought, right? Taking forethought, right, for the flesh.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.